From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Betsy Smith. The Unbound Book Festival in Columbia runs from April 19th to the 21st and features several local authors. Nina Furstenaw is a local author who writes about culture through the lens of food. Where did you find the inspiration to write about food and your culinary memoir of the Mid-Missouri area?
You know, I came to food sort of indirectly because I really like to write about cultures. And it seems to me food is just a wonderful lens to see all kinds of things, and maybe especially culture. What I really like to write about is the boundaries of culture and where they meet and how we maybe cross those boundaries. I guess it intrigues me how food makes that a lot smoother for most people because we're so ingrained in almost anything we do with our family life or our broader cultural life. Almost always intersects over food of some kind.
And so can you talk with me a little bit about your latest work and the process that went into writing that?
I wrote And Then There Was Rum Cake. It's an essay in Pie and Whiskey in the past year. And it came about kind of as an offshoot from two things. A memoir I wrote a few years ago, Biting Through the Skin, an Indian Kitchen in America's Heartland, was kind of it centered on the story of how I learned about my home culture through the food ways of my mother in a small town in Kansas, where there was not very many other cultural clues outside of our front door. In the Pie and Whiskey essay, I'm talking more about how all of us transitioned into other families when we marry, or maybe just when we have strong relationships of any kind. And that transition, when you're coming from an Indian culture into a Midwest farming family, is kind of dynamic and interesting and has lots of energy in it and beauty. But I think it's true of anybody. It doesn't have to have those particular circumstances. You're always adjusting yourself to another family dynamic.
Can you tell me a little bit about your involvement with Unbound? Is this your first time with the festival, or?
This would be the third year for the festival and my second time to be actually featured in the festival. I'll be on the Bon Appetit panel. I think it's at noon or right around midday on the Saturday of the festival. Because I was involved in Pie and Whiskey, Pie and Whiskey editors Sam Lagan and Kate Lebo started the Pie and Whiskey, I'm going to call it a phenomenon, on the West Coast. They combine this sort of excitement of a Saturday night and possibly the connotations around whiskey and the comfort and the warmth and the hospitality of maybe a Sunday after church with pie. That combination somehow has really drawn in a lot of fans. And so when they have these readings on the West Coast, several hundred people come. And if you've ever been to a literary reading, which I've given a number and I love them, but they're usually, 30 people. People are interested and polite and they clap and it's lovely. But the energy of Pie and Whiskey is completely different. It's evening, it's adult, and it's much more performative. And so it becomes kind of a fun night out, which is a different feel for most literary readings.
That was local author Nina Furstenaw talking about her writing. From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Betsy Smith.